And we had the mandatory turkey and all the fixings, and it was Thursday, of course. And then Friday, we got all the leaves we could get up, what was left before the storm hit. So we got all the leaves sucked up, mulched in the lawn tractor, bagged them up. There's still about 2 bags of leaves. And we put our outdoor Christmas lights up and made sure everything worked. And all the lights still worked after a year. Nothing was burned out, didn't have to be replaced, so we got them all set up. We went a little more minimal this year. I didn't put any lights on the gutters because my wife doesn't want me on the ladder up on close to the roof line. So we just put some of those floodlights, green and red floodlights. You put them in the ground, have them beam up at our trees in the front yard, so that it puts a green and red color on our trees, and it's pretty now with the snow. And then went out yesterday, shoveled off the driveway and the snow and the walk with the snow blower. It was a heavy snow, kind of wet, but I got it all cleaned off, and it's all dry today because I knew it was going to freeze, so I didn't want to, I wanted to make sure that all that snow, especially by the street, it'll freeze. It was slushy, so it was going to freeze. I wanted to make sure it was all cleared out, so I cleaned it out at the entrance of the driveway yesterday. So everything was okay. And right now we're looking to get Christmas gifts, taking advantage of Cyber Monday for the next couple hours. So we're going to do that tonight before midnight. So anyway, I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say. And we'll catch us all in the 73 round. Thanks for doing that tonight, Dave. This is NAEUI. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I did not get my lights up at all this year outside so far. Anyway, we were going to do that. I got a couple bushes. We do net lights on stuff, and but I actually just started putting our regular Christmas tree up. I got the first layer up, and it's pre-lit. And I noticed there's 3 layers of branches on that one. The top one, the lights aren't working, so Mary and I are going to take in and tackle that tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that. Our last pre-lit, what I ended up doing is taking all the lights off of it, which was a lot of fun, and we used it a year or two. I put regular lights on, and so this one here, I want to try and make sure if I can get it, or see if I can get it back to operating, so it sounds like fun. WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list before I continue on?